opening date is what we're shooting for. Mother Nature always has a way of changing things. But we're hoping to be open to the public July 24th. I'm going to have 2.5 acres of flowers. You come, you pick, you see what you like. We're going to sell them by the stem. I hope to have a minimum of 8,000 sunflowers in bloom every week from July 24th to Labor Day. We've got 6 different colors of sunflowers that we're growing. We've got your regular yellows, but we've got some really bright oranges and yellows and reds. We've got 6 other kinds of flowers that we're growing, like Lysianthus, Coxcomb, Rebecca, giant zinnias. Anyways, we're just really hoping that people can come out and enjoy a little bit of their backyard. And I guess I've been really blessed and fortunate with coming back to my family farm. And I just hope that I can share some of the magic and the, I don't know, the wonderful opportunity of being on the farm.
You mentioned you farmed 1,300 acres of corn and soybean. So this is, you know, serves as a pollinator, I know, with this 2.5 acres. Can you kind of speak to the motivation of why you wanted to move forward with something like this?
So at first I started off, you know, as a pollinator garden. One of Jason's buddies gave him some seed. And so I was really encouraged by it. I serve on an action team for the National Corn Growers, and one of our big initiatives is to increase our pollinators because we want to increase the habitat for monarchs. So it's kind of our part of, you know, good things for nature as a farmer, because we want to take care of our land because it takes care of us. And so it just kind of started as a pollinator garden, but I kept noticing just the flowers were just so beautiful, and I thought, well, gosh, I shouldn't be the only one to keep these. So I started cutting them and putting them in bouquets, and people just really loved them. So I expanded onto farmers markets and local businesses. And anyways, people just really enjoy having fresh flowers in their home. And so not only is it a good pollinator to be outside, but it's also good for people to cut and bring in their homes.
And it also serves as a good backdrop. So I know you mentioned you can pick the flowers, the consumer can pick the flower, but you can, I would assume you can, you would welcome if a, you know, for example, if a family wants to have a family portrait taken, or a senior wants to have a senior picture taken, or if you want an engagement photo or a wedding photo taken, I'm assuming it would serve that purpose too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hoping to be open on the weekends, and there'll be a $5 admission to get in. And with that, we're going to have a small corn maze. You can come take all the photos you want with the sunflowers during our business hours. But if you want to do professional photos after hours, I would highly encourage that you talk to some of the photographers that I'm partnering with and to schedule with them. But yeah, absolutely. If people want to come out, take all the photos during our business hours, I would love that.